The Kaimalon, Kigazlan to Rabbi Shimon. What he meant to say is that a Ganef has the same halacha like the Gazlan according to Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi holds both is called a Yish. Both the Ganef and a Gazlan, by both cases, the owner is Miyayish. So the Kitzah Mishnah can go according to Rabbi. We have a man, the Yom that holds both the Muchsim and Listim, a Ganef and a Gazlan, both of them in Astam is called Yish Bailam. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what would you say? Rabbi Yoimeh, Rabbi says, Oimer, and I say, Ganef to Gazlan. That a Ganef has the same halacha like a Gazlan. I boyiluhu, ke Gazlan the Rabbonin komar, for loikoni. Does Rabbi mean to say that it's like a Gazlan of the Rabbonin's Gazlan that Yish is not koina? And therefore Rabbi means to say even a Ganef is also not koni? Or Dilma may be ke Gazlan the Rabbi Shimon komar, the koni? Maybe Rabbi means, like we just said before, Lechumra. That we're going like according to Rabbi Shimon that Gzela is Yish Bailim, and Rabbi is saying a Gneva has the same halacha like a Gazlin, that both is Stam Yish Bailim. So Torah Shema, I'm going to bring you proof. Not Lumuchsim Chamorah, again, the Raya from Al Mishnah, that Al Mishnah is Mashma, both Ganef and a Gazlin, both is Stam, is called Yish Bailim. So Mani, I Rabbonin Kashi Gazlin, Rabbonin Al Gazlin is not called Yish Bailim, I Rabbi Shimon Kashi Ganef. So, Iyamrit Bishleimer Rebbe, Kigazlan the Rebbe Shimon Komar, Vikoni, Bishleimer, if you want to say Rebbe that says a Ganef is like a Gazlan, means like Rebbe Shimon's Gazlan, to say Yich is Koni by both, so therefore Homani Rebbe, therefore we have a man the Yom, our Mishnah could come out good according to Rebbe. Mishamachi Koni, therefore Yikono. El Yamr Kigazlan, if you want to tell me goes according to a Gazlan, the Rabbonin, that Rebbe meant to say a Ganef. Is not Kona, there's no Yish. Just like the Rabbanon said by Gazlin, V'loi Kona, if so Hamani, L'loi Rebbe, V'loi Rebbe Shimon, V'loi Rabbanon, that a Mishnah can't come out according to nobody. So this should be a proof that Rebbe means to hold that both a Ganef and a Gazlin, both of them is Yish, and the owner is Miyayish Min Astam. And therefore a Mishnah could come out good according to Rebbe. So Mora says, no, that's no proof. Maybe Rebbe really goes according to the Rabbanon Shita, that he means to say Ganef is like a Gazlan, that both is not Kono. Both of them is not Stam Yish Bailim. If so, what's Shana Mishnah? Like we said before, Hocha B'maya Skinan B'listim is Zuyin. For Rebbe Shimoni, our Mishnah is talking about that the Listim is Listim is Zuyin. Therefore, the Listim have a look like a Gazlan here. And it goes according to Rebbe Shimon that Gazlan is Yish Bailim. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, Hainu Gazlin, like I said already, a Muchis, that's a clear Gazlin. It's openly taking away the money from the owner. So what do we have to have two cases for? So where it says, true, I'll tell you, Trey Gavni Gazlin. The Mishnah is telling us two cases of Gazlonim. There's a regular Muchis, and then there's a list in Mezuyin that's also called like a Gazlin. So we have no proof. Torah Shema coming here. It says, Alocho, Haganef via Gazlin, via Onus. The person's a Ganef, or else he's a Gazlan, or else onus means you take away something by force, even though you pay money for it, but you took it away by force. Hegdesh and Hegdish, when they're marked as something, the Hegdish is Chal. And even though the Gneva that they took, or the Gzela that they took, still, if they're marked as shit, the Gzela is Chal, the Hegdish is Chal, Mashem, we hold that, it belongs to the Ganef, the Gazlan could be marked as shit. Well, Trumos and Truma, if they take off Truma from the Paris, the Truma is Chal, or Maisreis of Maiser. In other words, Zekon, the Gazlan is Kona, the Gneva. So Mani, who does this Mishnah, this price go like? I Rabbonin Kashi Gazlan. If it goes according to the Rabbonin sheet again, the Rabbonin hold that Stam Gzela is not Yish Bailum. So why does it say here that the Gazlan could be Maknishit? There's no Yish, so even though there's a Shinu Rishus, but Shinu Rishus by itself is not Kona without Yish. E Rabbi Shimon Kashi Ganef. If it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that says that by Gzela is Stam Gzela is Yish Bailim, but by Ganef he argues and says Gnev is not Yish Bailim. So again, Iyam with Bishleima Ganef Kegazlin the Rabbi Shimon Kamar. If you want to tell me, Rabbi meant to say when he said a Ganef is like a Gazlin of Rabbi Shimon's Gazlin, they meant to say that both of them Yish is Kono, that Stam Yish. If so, Mishemochi Koni. Therefore, this Brisa could go according to Rabbi. That holds both the Ganef and the Gazlin, Minastam is Yish Bailim. Therefore, when the Ganef or the Gazlin is Makdishit, the Hegdish is Chal. Ela, but Iyarmut, if you want to tell me, Ganef to Gazlin, the Rabbonin, if you want to tell me, though, what? That Rebbe meant to say the Ganef to Gazlin, the Rabbonin, if so, Hamani, who does this price go like? Again, it's a steric, both according to Rebbe, both according to Shimon, it's Akasha. So again, the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you here also, when it says, A ganef, you know what it means here? Philistim is doing Rabbi Shimon he. When it says a ganef, it means here an armed robber. And an armed robber has luck like a gazlin, so libid Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, that's why Minastam is called Yirishir, therefore the Hegdish is Chal. For the Mori, Yehochi is so, Hainu gazlin? Again, the Kash, it's two type exhalers. What do we say ganef and gazlin for? They're both the same person, the same type. So Moran says again, no, Trey Gavni Gazlin, the two types of Gazlin. There's a listim, the Chiddush is, that listim is Zuin is also called like a Gazlin. That's the Chiddush by itself. And then there's the regular Gazlin. That's why it says both times, two times. Now the Gemara says the final Raya, O Malay Ravashi Lerabba, Toshima, come in here. The Masni Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon Berei. We learned before that Rebbe taught his son, Rebbe Shimon, that in the Mishnah, Loidovish Yesh Bayachrayish Mamish, when the Mishnah says the father left over Nachrayis, then the sons have to return it. So it doesn't mean that the father left over Karka, Yesh Bayachrayis Mamish, El rather Afilu Pora Bacherishbo. If the father again made a Maisa Gzela on a Pora and left it over, and the sons now are using it, plowing with it. The children want to use the donkey. Is chayovim lahachsim ifnei kveid avim? There's a chiv to return it mishum kivud avim. That's why they have to return it. Not because it's a mitzvah hashava. Really, the children are kona. They're allowed to keep this gzela. The reason why they should return it is only mishum kivud av. Now, taima, what's the reason why Rabbi says the children have to return it if it's a chamor, if it's a paro, ifnei kveid avim? Holav kveid avim without the svar of kveid avim loy, then they would not have to return it. So Shema Amidah from here, it's a good proof that Rebbe Gazlin, the Rebbe Shimon, koma Shema Amidah, that when Rebbe said a ganef is like a gazlin, he meant to say that by both of them yish is kona, that like Rebbe Shimon's gazlin, because here why can the children keep it? Because we say that by the father it was a gneva or a gzela, doesn't make a difference. That minastam the owner was miyayish. Now, when the father gives it over to the son, we're going like Reb Chisda said before that Rishus Yoshim is Lavka Rishus, is Rishus Lakeh Dami. It's called the Shini Rishus. So therefore, you have a Yish and a Shini Rishus. Therefore, the children's Akona, they have a right to keep it Mikir Adin. Therefore, the only reason why they should return it is only Mishum Kveid Aviyim. But if you're going to tell me Rebbe meant to say that a Ganef like a Gazlan of the Rabbonin, that both there's no Din Yish, so if there's no Din Yish, so the father's not Kona, the son's not Kona, so the sons, if the Gzel is Kayemis, Mi'ikir Adin, the sons have to return it. Not only Mishum Kveid Aviyim. So since Rebbe says clearly, it's only Mishum Kveid Aviyim, here's a clear Raya Rebbe holds that Yish is Kona, both by a ganef and by a gazlin. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein nechil shel dvarim. Same thing if a beehive, like a bunch of bees, fly off. Rav says, my v'chein, what do you mean to say v'chein, what's also about this? Hochi kamar, afilu nechil shel dvarim. Even a bunch of flies. The kinyan the rabbonin, there was only a kinyan the rabbonin. That the owner owns the flies, owns the bees, it's only a kinyan the rabbonin. Therefore, I would have thought to say, "Hi, Kivun the Rabbanan Biyam who the Konilei Afilustamen Nami Miyayish." Since the Kinyan that the first owner owns it is only Midir Rabbanan, we'll soon see why. Therefore, Minastam, if it flew away into another field, I should have automatically the new owner, the new field has the right to say, Minastam, the owner is Miyayish. Kamash Vlon, that's the Chiddush you know. In this Yaishua Bailam in Eloi Loi. Only if we know for sure the original owner was Miyayish, then could you keep the flies, the bees. But if you do not hear that they're Miyayish, you don't have a right to keep it. That was Sonya Kinyam, the Rabbonin Rashi says over here, the Ein Kan Gezel, Elam Vnei Darke Sholem, Tahai De Hefka Ninu, because really these bees are Hefka. V'tanya Yoni Shevel Yoni Galiya, Ein Bemishum Gezel Vnei Darke Sholem. Like really it's Hefka, you really don't own it, they're just bees that came into your field, it's not really yours at all, Midiraisa. It's only a Sfarim Midir Rabbonin. So therefore, since you're only conurim with the Rabbanan, I would have thought to say if it flies off into another field, the new owner, the new field owner, has the right to say for sure the first one was Miyayish, and he has the right to keep it. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, though. Still, Kozuman, you didn't hear for sure the owner was Miyayish. You have no right to keep it. You have to give it back to the first owner.
Yeah, then it says, right in the Mishnah, it says, that Omer Rabbi Yechon ben Bruka, Nemanis Isha V'Kotem. Anisha and a cotton is never to say that these bees come from this field. So the Mori asked the question, Isha of a cotton, b'nei edis ninu. Like we know they're not nemma b'tera sedis. We don't believe a cotton or an Isha. If so, how come over here that we believe an Isha, we believe the cotton when they say these bees, the bees belong to this person? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hocha b'mayaskinon k'goin sho yubaylim erat f'machreim. We're talking about now that first the original owner is running after his bees, running into the other person's field to try and get back his bees. And now the Isha of the Kotan Mesichan Lefitumam, a lady or a Kotan, stop talking. Lefitumam means they're not coming to say Edis. They just stop talking, Bediba Biyama. And they stop saying, Yishinov, Viyoyme, they're saying, Mikan Yotzenichilze, we also saw the way these bees came from your field. So since there's a little raglayim with upper over here, that the owner really was running after it, after the bees, and now they come and tell us that Tuktaka came from his field, that's why we believe them. But the Sirach Feitumai. Now Omer of Ashi, says, you should know, Ein Mesirach Lefeitumai Kosher, Elo Liedis Isha Bavad, that the only time we believe a Kotan or an Isha, by this case of Lefeitumai, is only by Edis Isha, that's the only time we'll make all. Rashi says, "There is Isha. Shama min atinoike shayomrim hareinu hochim lispoid velikvarish ploini pragbasadi divamis." If a cotton on Isha comes and tells us that we know the way the husband died, then we believe them. Mashma only by edis Isha we make all. And there is a special svarim mishum Isha daikum insava we make all over there, but no place else. So Omer le'revinu Ravashi v'loy, is it true what you're saying, that no place else we believe them by Mesil Chafetumai, v'rein echil shodver, that's our mission over here, the case of these bees, that Mesil Chafetumai who, and we believe the cotton or the Isha. So you see, it's not only by Edis Isha, but the Edis of the bees also we believe the cotton or an Isha. So Gemara answers, Shani nechil shodverim tekinya de rabbonin hu. Like we said before, here it's only Yishailin the rabbonins, that even the original owner does not really own these bees midiraisa. It's only a kinyan midirabonin. So in the rabbonins, then was semech hamasil lefeitumai. But any time there's a shalom nisa the iraisa, like over there by Yanisha, and Anisha says, if she's mutter to get married, they're not there, it's a shalom nisa the iraisa, the only time we believe a katan or anisha by masil lefeitumai is only by edis isha. But Enechnami, in the rabbonins, we talk and believe them. What he meant to say is, in the iraisa, we never believe a case of Mesiach Vaitumai. Alright, a turnover. So again, what he meant to say is that in the Rises, this is the only case where we believe a cotton of Mesiach Vaitumai. But in the Rabbonans, Enechnami, in the Rabbonans, the Galochas, maybe then we do believe them. So now the Gemara asks the question, is that true what you're saying? Will the Rises alloy, or this the Rises, is it true what you're saying? We don't believe Mesiach Vaitumai. I've omer of you, Dama Shmuel. Maisa biyodamech, that happened, what's a story with a man? Shehoye Mesiach Feitumai. He was being Mesiach Feitumai, he was tam talking, not saying over the Terras Adis. It's time in a normal conversation. That's also a sort to say he's not lying. Because, like, why should he lie for? If his person saying Adis, maybe he wants to lie for some purpose. But in a normal conversation, we have no reason to say he's lying. That's the new svar of Mesiach Feitumai. The person was being Mesir Lefitumai. He was stam saying over a story. For Yemen, he's saying like this. Zichroni, I remember that Keshani Tinik, when I was a young kid, or Mokovni Al Ksefer Shalaba, I was sitting on the top of my father's shoulders. V'yaitziuni Mebeis HaSefer, they took me out of like a Beis HaSefer. Had a cheder, they took me out of. The Hershetuni Eskutonti, they took off my clothing, Vet Viluni, and they were table, they put me into the mikvah. So Rashi says, Lefi Shadakra Shatin Latafeach Beshrotzim Ubatumas. Because usually kids are tame, they touch Shrotz and they become tame. So here the parents wanted to give him truma to eat, so first they put him into the mikvah. Lecho Betruma Lerev. That it becomes evening after Her Shemesh, he was able to eat truma. So this Kayin like is telling upon himself, That's what happened. He remembered when he was a kid that his parents let him eat the truma. For Rabbi Chanina, Messiah, Bar Mechanina ended off like this. Hochi, for chaverim bedilu mimeni, and my chaverim stayed away from me. Rashi says, Mefnei trumasi, for Yekorin oisi Yechanan oisol chalas. They used to call me Yechanan. I was eating the chalas, and nurse, I used to eat truma. Vehelu Rabbi Lakuna piv, and Rabbi believed him, and Rabbi let him be a kohen. Does Rabbi let him receive truma?
So the question is, how do we know he's a Kohen here? Only because he himself is telling us, he's telling over some Eidus that he remembers when he was a Kohen. So here you see Eidus of Mesichah Fetumah helps, even on Nisa D'Raisa. To make somebody a Kohen is a Shailah D'Raisa, the Truma is a Nisa D'Raisa. So Marin says, no, here the story was Betruma D'Rabbonin. Here is only a Shailah about let him eat Truma Bizmana Zeh, that's M'D'Rabbonin. Like Rashi says, Bizmana Zeh, the Rebbe Lacha Churban Hoya. V'ikaman D'Yama Loi Kitchel Lasalavoi, that the Gdusha Sa'aretz is not Kitchel Lasalavoi, therefore it's only a Shailah D'Rabbonin's Truma, therefore we believe the Mesichah Fetumah. We have no proof from here that we believe such an Eidus. For the Gemara still, the Akati still, you want to tell me the Yeraisa Loi and the Yeraisa, we don't believe in Mesichah Fetumah. I will kiyosi Rebbe Dini. Omer Rebbe Acha Kartigno. Bakatai Digno stood over like this. The Yarmulan, some say, was Rebbe Acha Kartigno Mishtoi Maisa. He was telling over the story. That what? That Maisa Bo Lefnei Bishur Ben Levi, as the case once came in front of Bishur Ben Levi. The Yarmulan, some say, Maisa Bo Lefnei Rebbe. The case, the story happened in front of Rebbe himself. That Betinik Echad is one kid. He was Tom saying over a conversation. The Yomer, he said like this, that Ani ve'imi, me and my mother, Nishbeni lebeinakim, we were once captured by the Goyim. Yotzasi lishrev mayim, when I went out to fetch water, Daiti alimi, I made sure to watch my mother. In other words, I saw the whole time that no Goyim lived with my mother. Look at Eitzim Dait Alima. Even when I had to go out to collect the wood, I had my das, my mother. In other words, the kid is like saying over, I know for sure my mother did not live with any Goyim. The Goyim did not live with my mother. In such a case, she's mutter still to get married to a Goyim. And that was the Maisa. For Yesir Rebbe Afiv Lakuna. Rebbe believed this kid and said that his mother is allowed to get married to a Goyim. Sam, she became an Amon of the mother. So she's a Grusha, she came married to a Goyim anyway. So Sam, what happened was the father died. So now, Rebbe said that the mother's letter remarried to a Kohen. So why? Here it's a Shaila Nisi D'Raisa. If she was Mazana with the Goyim, if the Goyim lived with her, she's possible to live with a Kohen, Nisi D'Raisa. So if so, how come here Rebbe let her get married to a Kohen? So my answer is, Bishavuya Hakilu. Like over here, we don't have any proof, and even without the kid, we don't have any proof to say for sure the mother, like the Goyim, lived with her. Like Tayyiz always says in Morang Subis, sounds like she has a cheskas kashrus. She has a chazaka. She was not mezamet to goyim before him. So the chazaka and also an isha makes herself look mias in front of the goyim that they should not want to live with her. So anyway, it's only a suffix and only isha the rabbanon to say by shvuya if a lady was captured by the goyim that we say menasam she was nivula with them that she's possible lakuna. It's only in isha the rabbanon. Therefore, again by isha the rabbanon we're saying mechon to say the son of meitumai. Penachnami on the Nisi D'Raisa will never say Mechon Mesich of Leitumai, only in this case of Eidus Isha. Then the Mishnah says, Avo lo yikot sesuchai. But even though you have a right to go into your friend's field to get back your bees, but you have no right to cut off his branch. Tanya Reb Yishmol Benoish Reb Yechim Ben Bruku Aimer. Tanai Bezdenu. This is a Tanai that Bezden made up for the people living, for the Jews. You have a right to go down to your friend's field. That you have a right to go down to your friend's field to go after your bees, to get back your bees, even though it means you're going to have to break down his branch, but you'll have to pay for it. And the payment will be that you have to leave over some bees by your friend. Well, tonight Bezdin is also tonight Bezdin who she has shayfich yenai that you're supposed to spill out your wine or matzel es tushan shechaveroi. In the case if you see your friend is carrying a barrel of honey and the barrel broke and the honey is falling down, getting lost, and you have a barrel of wine, and we're talking about in the place that honey is more expensive than wine. So there's a tanai here that you should spill out your wine in order to save the other person's honey. And you have a right to get back all the value of your wine from the other person's honey. We should do this in order to save Mom and Yisrael, but you're not going to lose out. And like this way, your other friend will gain on the deal, therefore you're supposed to do this. Well, tonight Bezin is also tonight Bezin who she hay mefarek es eitzav v'toyin pishtane shechaveroi v'noitel to me eitzav v'toyach pishtane shechaveroi. than a case where you're carrying etzim, wood, on your donkey, let's say, and somebody else is carrying pishtin, and the other person's donkey dies or he can't carry his pishtin anymore, his flax, so you're supposed to just throw down your wood, it's not so valuable, and save the other person's flax, which is more valuable. And you have a right to take the value of your wood from your friend's pishtin flax. But I'll call upon him again, he's gaining on the deal. So to save again, mom, and show you, so you're supposed to do this. The Rashi says, "Betoyim pishtonoi imeis chamor chaver of your friend's donkey died. Hatoyim pishtin b'derech v'chamor rishol zeh toyin etzim." So you're supposed to help out your friend. Since like you're not going to have a loss, you'll get back the money, the worth of your etzim, and your other friend will have a gain. So it's like zenen of zeh lechosar, that's what tonight does in here. And it says here, Shalmanas came for these reasons. Almanas came with these tanoim, Hinchel Yeshua li Yisrael Esoretz. That's the way Yeshua gave over Eretz Yisrael to Klai Yisrael. They should be knowing with these nice midos tovis. Then the Mishnah says, Hamakir Kalev Usforav Biadachav. If you realize that somebody else is holding on to your Kalim, he has your shirt, he has your rechves, your watch, or else your sforim, you see somebody else has your sefer. And you're tying it to the guy, listen, give it back to me. That guy says, Nostomi, he went to the store and he bought it. But you say, no, listen, it's stolen goods, it was mine. Now the Mishnah says, if there was a notice, if people knew already, there was a curl, that taki your kalim or your sperm was stolen before, so everybody knew about it that yours was stolen. And now you come and tell us, here it is. So in such a case, yishov aloi, Lekeach Kamenosan, that the one that bought it, this person that has the sefer, has the clothing, should swear to you how much he paid for it. Ve'yitel, and you have a right to take it and just give him the money. So Rashi says, Nishpa Lekeach Kamenosan Ve'yitel Ve'yasel. So in other words, the din of the Mishnah really is, like really a pialocho, this person is supposed to give it back without his pay. So the Mishnah says, no, Yishovaler Lekeach, the one that bought the sefer should swear how much he paid for it, kama nosan, v'yitol. Now the original person has a right to take back his sefer, take back his kalim, but he has to pay him the money. And we'll see in the Gemara, there's only a takona, b'shem takona sashovim. In other words, really, it's before yish, like Rashi says, so therefore you have no right to take it like, and the owner has a right to get it back. Still, the Mishnah says the one that bought it should swear how much he paid for it, and the nigzal, the original owner, should pay him for it. We'll see in the Gemara why. Then the Mishnah says, though, v'yim lav, but if there wasn't a yotza kirl of Geneva before in the city, then lav kol himenu, we don't believe now this person that says that it's my sefer, it's my kalim. Lav kol shani yom, we say, mochron liyacher, no, what you did was you sold it to somebody else. For Lochlan Zehemen, when the person now that has it, bought it off that person. So therefore, we don't trust you until you bring Edim that it was really stolen from you. So that's the Chiddush. In the Reisha, the Mishnah was talking about that there was a curl. Everybody knew that it was that a Gzela happened. That Reuven had a Gzela. That something was stolen from Reuven. Either it was his Kalim or his Sefer. Now when Reuven goes and finds somebody with it, we believe Reuven to say this is it. And therefore, Mikirad din Reuven has a right to get it back without paying for it. We'll see in the Gemara, it's at the corner that he has to pay. And the Gemara says, V'chiyot l'shem g'nevi b'yemai hevei, even if there was a curl, a rumor went out, that Reuven spread at the beginning, that something was stolen from him, my hevei, so what? Lechesh, let's still be afraid. Dilmazav ninu, v'hu niyu, the komapik shmo, that maybe Reuven really sold it. And he's only the one that was mapik the shame. He only the one that made a rumor that it was stolen. But really, maybe Reuven sold it to somebody. So what does the shame help? What does the curl help? Rashi Hifkin means, sorry, we're talking about that the people in the house came out in the middle of the night and started to scream that his kalim was stolen from him. So Mora says, Kol Shchein, Ilo Motzer. That for sure then, they're just making up a story then. So how do we prove it? What do we prove from here? So Rav Kana, Messiah, Bo Mishmei, the Rav Kogoyin, Shehoiso, Machteres, Chatur, Batech, Beisoy. That there was somebody was digging under the door. Uvinei Odem, Shalona, Batech, Beisoy, Yotzer.
And the people from inside the house was going out. And they had bundles of kelim. Rashi says bundles of kelim. Everybody was saying nignavu kelim shaplani. Somebody had a robbery. People stole this kelim. So Kitz was pretty obvious that really there was a burglary, there was a robbery from this Reuven's house. So therefore now Reuven has a right to say, this is the stolen goods, this is the kelim. So more still is, Vidilma kelim heve, svarim leheve. Maybe only he had kelim, he didn't have svarim. Why do we believe him now when his Reuven comes and says that Shimon, that has this sefer, it's my stolen sefer. How do we know that svarim was stolen? That at the time people were saying svarim also was stolen. Samar still asks, "Valechash, let's be afraid, Dilma Zutri, for Katoin Ravravi. Maybe only small svarim was stolen, and he's claiming now even big svarim." Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina the Kamri Sefer Plony Plony. That people say such and such a sefer was stolen, and now he's saying here it is. For the more of a Dilma still, heavy atikiv a katoin charati. Maybe he had an old set, and now what he's claiming now is a new set. Still, how do we know to believe the person, to believe Reuven, when he says this is his sefer, when we find it now in somebody else's hands? Of a rab, going to Kamri, halolu kalif shaploini, halolu shvar shaploini. The mamash, we have like eight of them here, that people are saying, this was his kalim, this was his form. That's the case. So in such a case, come on, when we have Edim, so then we know for sure it was his stuff. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. We'll soon see that now the Reuven still has to pay him the money that this Shimon paid for it. Now the Gemara's Kasha. Well, me, Yom Rav Hoch, it's true that Rav said like this. I have Yom Rav said that Boba Machteris, if somebody's caught stealing by, digging underneath the person's door, while he's digging under the door, he like goes in and steals kelim, and he goes out potter. He's potter from paying back. My time. What's the reason? Bidomi konanu. Like since the machteris is like chayiv misa. In other words, the owner has the right to kill him. So it's a loch of komle b'derabim in a rav holds. It's gemara and sanhedrin like that. Like boba machteris, since he could be killed, it's considered as if he had a chayiv misa upon him. And therefore, anything that he took at that time is like komle b'derabim, he's potter from paying back the geneva. So it's really his. So if so, now Reuven has no right to claim back his sefer then. So Mora says, Hani milu de kaninu b'boba machteris te mikora mosanash lekotla. Only because really the Bob Machteris was Moisa Nefesh. In other words, he could have been killed. Avalhani Kivan Le Moisa Nefeshai Le Kotli. Here they were not Moisa Nefesh Le Kotlo Loi. His here the case was that there were people from the house. So therefore, they wouldn't have been killed here. So therefore, there's no Shiloh of Kamle with the Rabbinay. Here they weren't Moisa Nefesh. Here we're talking about the people from, in other words, there was an opening in the house. And people were running out with the kelim. There was no question of being killed. So therefore, there's no kono bedamin. Omar Rav says Lashonuela balabayis also limcha kelim. Only the balabos is oimit to sell his kelim. A balabayis shen also limcha kelim. A balabos is usually